T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We are joined by State Senator Jay Costa. And for a change, you know, instead of always talking about issues that maybe are divisive on one form or another, the distribution of funding is going to make a lot of people happy. Senator Costa, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Happy to be with you this morning.
We appreciate you doing this because you announced a significant amount of money awarded for school safety and violence prevention grants here in Allegheny County.
Yeah, that's right, Larry, Kevin. Earlier this year in our budget, we added about $24 million in state resources to combat community violence. And we run it through the School Safety Committee and through Pennsylvania Commission on Crime and Delinquency. And we in Allegheny County were fortunate to be able to, my colleagues and I advocated for a significant number of dollars. And we had a group of different ones ranging from about $1.5 million for Allegheny County for about 10 communities to address community violence, to smaller ones with different organizations that also implement programs in the community to really work to engage our youth, for example, in one program through One Hood Media, doing different things along the lines of stressing how important it is to combat and be thoughtful about one's actions going forward. So we're excited that the program has done. Carnegie Library of Homestead, for example, is going to receive about $340,000 to combat these community violence as well. So we did well by our county, and I think that at the end of the day, these are very good resources that need to be spent to really in crime prevention type programming to get engaged in the community and to put people on the street to work with the community leaders to be able to support and supplement programming that's already there to combat this violence. As you guys know, we've had a significant rash of increase in violence across Pennsylvania, and this is just designed to try to work to lessen that.
Yeah, you know, Neighborhood Resilience Project, Homewood Community Sports, Carnegie Library of Homestead, One Hood Media, some of the organizations locally that are getting funds. The grants, where do the grants come from?
These are state resources that we added through the budget process for the 21-22 budget process. We have historically had a school safety program with about $60 million that we put about $45 million went to schools and about 12 and a half or so or 15 or so went to local other community type violence programs. We essentially increased our community violence programming resources, but more specifically targeted to community organizations that are working in the community and have developed and will continue to grow and develop programs that reach out to folks in the community to lessen experiences with respect to dealing with violence and just not gun violence. It's any type of violence or any type of activities that are taking place in the community that will be harmful to that community.
We're with State Senator Jay Costa representing the 43rd District here in our region. Senator, as you mentioned, we come to work every day and we hear about, for the most part, young people who are taking each other's lives in the streets. And there seems to have been a rise in some of that goes hand in hand with the drug culture and the opioid epidemic on top of everything else, which is each and every day. And people wonder, where do we start? What can we do? I'm sure you imagine and hope that these are the programs that can at least take a step forward.
And these are, Larry, and like for the one with Allegheny County, for example, it's more of a comprehensive approach to trying to deal with violent situations. As you indicated, you know, there's an epidemic issue that we need to deal with and a drug issue that's important and other things that are taking place as well. you know, mental health issues need to be part of that. So the approach is here with these resources and some of these programs, and particularly Allegheny County, is to attack it with individuals who work more holistically with the community, finding out what the community issues are and learning how to be able to connect them to the agencies that could be supportive going along those lines. So it's more than just trying to stop and, you know, gun violence, for example, or other type of violence, but rather more holistic and wraparound approach to addressing issues in a community or a neighborhood that allows, that's what these resources would be used for going forward.
As a state senator and leader of the community, a very visible member of the community as well, how frustrating is it for you to see such an increase in violence after trying to deal with it for so long? And you see police departments and police officers stressed out. You see more guns on the street, drugs, you name it, what the issues are. There's a bunch of contributing factors. But how stressed out, I mean, how frustrating is that to you?
It gets very frustrating. And as you indicate, I've been in this position for a number of years, and it hasn't really changed that much. And that is the frustrating part. It's the development of programs like the school safety programs that we developed, like the community violence programs we developed a few years ago. This program, we have to ensure that we continue to make these resources available. We don't want it to be, you know, 1 or 2 year program that goes away. So that's probably the most frustrating thing. We've done some things like this at a much smaller scale in the past, but they're short-lived. And we have to have more of a focus on the front end of crime prevention and mental health issues and dealing with the epidemic, the opioid epidemic. If we do that in a more holistic way, then the frustration will mitigate in terms of my experience. But I do think that it's these type of programs, and these are good uses of these resources to combat the violence, to make our communities safer, and people want to live and stay here and work here. That's the ultimate goal.
And what is being done, Senator, at the state level for the opioid crisis? Because I know there is a concentrated effort to try to move that needle, which unfortunately has also been going the wrong way.
It has, Larry. We have done a number of things already in the legislature over the course of the past couple of years. But again, I think the resources need to be deployed in the recovery space. And quite frankly, I don't think we're doing enough on that front end of that space. While we recognize that some of the numbers are up in some areas, it's this type of a programming that incorporates what's taking place in the neighborhood, in the community, having eyes and ears in the community, learning what's going on. This is part of that solution. But there are a number of other things that we've already done with respect to limiting the use of some of the opioids, looking at things along the lines of trying to break into neighborhoods and understand some of the things that are taking place with the crime culture there that lead to a lot of this violence. I think that's the best thing we can do with some of these resources as well.
We appreciate your time and efforts on that front. Thank you so much, Senator. If we don't talk, have a great holiday season and
great.
A Merry Christmas ahead.
Yes, both of you gentlemen as well and your families.
Thanks, Senator.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.